Letters to Daniel, Volume 6. Letter 539. Dream. Lady on the Bus. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2016, in the 11th month, on the 19th day of the 11th month.
Dear Jesus, Friday, the 18th of November 2016, 6 a.m. This last Monday, as I was waking up at about 6 p.m., I had a dream. I dreamed that I was standing in a large parking lot, the type that would be used by a large store, like Fred Meyer or Costco. There were some other people standing around close to where I was. I was not associated with the others. They were just there. I could tell that the other people had questionable motives. Then a city bus drove up and stopped, not far from where I and the others were standing. I could see that the bus was unusual in design. The front of the bus looked like a normal city or metro mass transit bus, but the width of the bus gradually increased along its entire length, equally on both sides, so that the end of the bus was wider than the front, by about 8 feet or so. This made the bus appear to be wedge-shaped. It still had all the rounded corners of a bus. It was just abnormally wider at the rear end than the front end. I could tell that there were some passengers in the bus toward the back end. Then the bus driver opened the passenger door at the front, and a lady stepped up to the doorway and, without getting out of the bus, craned her neck a little, and extended her head out just enough, so her face could be seen. Then, with a loud, commanding voice she said to me, and all the others outside, "Vote for me." End of dream. As I was waking up from this dream, I could tell that I had been exposed to evil spirits of many kinds, but there was also a sense in which the lady on the bus wanted me to believe she was the Holy Spirit. Yet this dream left me exceedingly drained of energy and lethargic, and for all that work night I was extremely sore throughout my body. Later I asked the Lord Holy Spirit specifically if he was the lady on the bus. "No," he replied. "The lady was attempting to deceive you in the dream," he further posited. And no wonder, because I felt like shit all that night, and every night since then, until last night, when I started to feel a little better at work. Throughout this week the Lord, off and on, has been informing me as to the meaning of the dream. Then last night Angel Gabriel filled in more of the detail. He said that the lady on the bus was the lead angel of witchcraft assigned to Hillary Clinton. The people on the bus with her were her own resources of witchcraft assigned to the Democratic Party. They originally had planned on attacking Mrs. Clinton in order to express their extreme displeasure at her having lost the election. But they were rebuffed in their attack because of the blood of the lamb on her and her house. The blood was there because, a few weeks before the election, I was praying an intercession for Donald Trump, declaring his sins to be forgiven. Then, in a move prompted by the Holy Spirit, I prayed the same for Mrs. Clinton, declaring her sins to be forgiven also, see Letter 528, Volume 6. This effectively applied the blood of the Lamb Jesus to both of their lives. When the fallen angels of witchcraft, assigned to the Democratic Party, saw that they had lost the election to Donald Trump, they wanted to attack Hillary Clinton for her presumed failure. But when they saw they couldn't touch her because of the blood, they asked the Lord Holy Spirit who was responsible. He referred them to me, and so they turned their hatred and wrath toward me in the dream, casting as many evil spells as possible at me. According to Angel Gabriel, the reason it affected me so adversely was because I was accosted by all the witch spirits assigned to the Democratic Party all at once. They were the passengers on the bus. There were so many of them, rammed toward the rear of the bus that it stretched out sideways. It grew wider from the front, toward the rear, because hell has a caste system, and puts those they deem inferior toward the back of the bus. The lady was the only witch angel that was allowed to ride in the front of the bus. Saturday, the 19th of November 2016, 6 a.m. Last night at work I felt a little better, and I inquired of the Lord Holy Spirit regarding a solution so that, should I intercede like this in the future, I can find some protection from any retaliation on the part of the enemy when they get shut down. He led me to the idea that I can write a letter, which includes a prayer that blesses Archangel Michael, and the assigned task which he prophesied to Pastor Roland Buck, many years ago. I have already referenced this in letter 525, volume 6. The Lord and I will write both letter and prayer as soon as possible. P.S. Angel Gabriella said that by interceding for Mrs. Clinton, I saved her life, since the lead witch angel on the bus had the authority to kill Hillary. This is further evidence as to why I felt like I had been killed for most of the week. But I can't die. Why? Because, to quote myself, I'm already dead. How can you kill a dead man? Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.